Our first set of news stories for part two starts with a new restaurant and a tribute to Battle of Britain veterans. The first business opening at an up-and-coming riverside complex has insisted that it's nothing like Wetherspoons in an attempt to quell antisocial behaviour fears. Loungers, which owns the Lounge Cafe Bar and Cozy Club chains, has been granted permission by Norwich City Council to move into an empty unit in the St Anne's Quarter development. Those living in the apartment complex raised concerns about increased noise and disorder in the area, which is just yards away from the Queen of Iceni pub and other restaurants. However, the developers were able to alleviate concerns by agreeing to reduce the proposed opening hours and changing the times at which alcohol will be served. The restaurant, which will be given a name with a local twist, will open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday to Thursday, and 8 a.m. to midnight Fridays and Saturdays. While the company runs the Cozy Club in London Street, this will be the first lounge restaurant in Norwich, with the closest currently in King's Lynn and Bury St Edmunds. The venue is set to open its doors next spring.
Second World War veterans attended a Battle of Britain commemoration at County Hall. Norfolk County Council hosted the ceremony on Friday the 13th of September. The event was attended by members of the armed forces, county leaders and the veterans, who have an average age of 100. Stuart Dark, County Council Chairman, said, "We are very honoured this year to have four World War II RAF veterans from Norfolk leading our parade. They all endured hardships and loss. We can only imagine. We owe them, their comrades and their generation so very much." The veterans were led into the ceremony by the next generation of cadets as part of the opening parade, accompanied by music from the Norwich City Concert Band. Mr. Dark added, "Norfolk has, I believe, a unique connection to the Battle of Britain and the armed forces. It is important that we keep this history at the front of our minds today." Prayers were led by Norfolk County Council Chaplain, the Reverend Albert Cadmore. The Airman's Prayer was read by Group Captain Frederick Wigglesworth, Station Commander at RAF Marham.
The leader at City Hall has blasted claims its revamp of Anglia Square is in jeopardy as inaccurate and misleading. Mike Stonard, leader of Norwich City Council, hit out at the claims that the plans to revitalise the shopping centre will no longer go ahead, now that the county's £600 million devolution plan has been scrapped. It comes after Kay Mason Billig, leader of Conservative-controlled County Hall, said a number of local projects were at risk of being dropped in the wake of the deal's collapse, and she listed Anglia Square, which Norwich City Council is hoping to buy after housing developers Western Homes pulled out of a £300 million revamp scheme earlier this year as a project which will miss out on money. "Our plans to buy Anglia Square are completely independent of the devolution deal," said Mr. Stonard. "Any suggestions that proposals to redevelop the site are now all of a sudden at risk are completely inaccurate and misleading. We're continuing with our plans to look at buying the site so we can shape the future of Anglia Square in the interests of all our local communities and businesses." Norfolk's devolution deal would have seen much of the government's grip on the region loosen, returning powers and funding to local authorities such as Norwich City Council.
Two Norfolk charities have each received a £1,000 donation from the Benefact Group. The donations were part of the Movement for Good Awards, which sees the group give away £1 million to charity each year. Nelson's Journey, which supports young people who have experienced the death of a significant person, and Lucky Hedgehog Rescue, a sanctuary for injured and orphaned hedgehogs, were the Norfolk charities to benefit this year. The Benefact Group has donated more than £200 million to charitable causes since 2014, and last year was recognised as the third biggest corporate giver in the UK. The organisation aims to reach £250 million in the donations by 2025.
A Norfolk boat hire company has increased its booking capacity after taking over one of the oldest boating businesses on the Broads. Horning Pleasure Craft bought Broom Boats, which was based in Brundall for 125 years last month, acquiring its fleet of 32 boats ranging from small vessels to luxury cruisers. The purchase, which included the village's White Heron pub, increased Horning Pleasure Craft's moorings by 40%. Husband and wife Clive and Victoria Richardson operate Horning Marina on the River Bure and Cove Marina in Brundall on the Yare. Mr. Richardson, co-founder of Horning Pleasure Craft, said, "Boating's been in my family for five generations, and that's what inspired me to start this business with my wife Victoria. We are well aware of the long-standing history Broom Boats has in the local boating community, which is why we're thrilled to welcome them into the fold." Broom Boats was founded in 1898 by the Broom family. The business began as a boat builder before operating a hire fleet from 1912. It was involved in both World Wars, building vessels for the Admiralty, and helping in the Dunkirk evacuations in 1940. Broom Boats was put up for sale earlier this year after its owners decided they wanted to focus on their other company, a strategic land and property development business.
A school has been named a finalist for a national award. Norwich High School for Girls has been selected as a finalist in the Independent Girls School of the Year category for the Independent Schools of the Year 2024 awards. The awards aim to celebrate the achievements of independent schools. Norwich High School for Girls was also shortlisted in the Independent Pre-Prep School of the Year category. The school believes this recognition highlights its commitment to the education and student support. The award submission for the Independent Girls School of the Year focused on the school's ethos, which prioritizes approach over attainment. Alison Sefton, head of the Norwich High, said, "We are girls first and know the girls put enough pressure on themselves without more pressure linked to attainment. By focusing on the approach, we are having a broader impact as girls can nurture their own individual interests and strengths." In 2024, the school was named the top independent school in Norfolk in the Sunday Times Parent Power League 2024, based on the 2023 examination results at GCSE and A-level. The overall winner of each Independent School of the Year award will be announced on October 8th at the awards ceremony in London.